Ms. Woodward.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thanks. 6M LLC is requesting authorization to install and backfill 96 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead, extending a maximum of 4 feet channelward of mean low water adjacent to their property at 425 Campostella Road, situated along an unnamed tributary to the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Just to orient you to the location of the project site, you can see here this is the main stem of the Elizabeth River. Downtown Norfolk is in this general area, and the project site is situated along this small tributary that empties into the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River. In essence, 6M LLC conducts a salvaging operation, which includes the use of adjacent waters as a staging area for derelict vessels waiting to be stripped and prepared for artificial reef projects. This is a 2013 aerial image that I obtained from the City of Norfolk's GIS website. You can see 6M LLC's property, approximate property limits outlined in red here. And the proposed bulkhead is roughly along the perimeter of their property limits. This is a close-up, and you can see some of the vessels and barges waiting to be stripped and prepared for artificial reefs. This is a plan view drawing that was submitted with the proposal. The proposal includes the installation and backfilling of 268 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead to stabilize their eroding shoreline. Most of the bulkhead is proposed landward of mean low water, but there is a portion of the project that will extend channelward of mean low water. You can see I've highlighted mean low water in blue here, and the jurisdictional portion of the bulkhead, 96 linear feet, is shown in green. This is a cross-sectional view of the proposal. Just outboard of the bulkhead, they are also proposing to install timber fender piles, which you can see shown here, and this is the bulkhead right here. And they will be spaced just over 7 feet apart. So within the jurisdictional area, it's, I believe, 14 to 15 timber fender piles. These are a couple ground shots that I took during my site visit late last October. You can see the current condition of the shoreline here. There is an existing soldier pile wall structure here. The beginning of the bulkhead will start just outboard of that structure, and it's my understanding a portion of that structure may have to be removed to facilitate the construction of the bulkhead. And again, the bulkhead will be coming along the shoreline here. This is the jurisdictional portion of the bulkhead, and this is looking towards the southern corner of the property. The bulkhead, when we first went out there, the initial application included a proposal that was, the bulkhead was proposed further channelward. Since then, we had received a revised drawing. So in this location, the bulkhead will be landward of mean low water and out of the commission's jurisdiction. Again, this is just a shot looking north towards along the property line. I conducted another site visit earlier this month, and I just wanted to give you an idea of the fact that these vessels and barges that are in the waterway are in transition. At least some of them are. This is a picture I took last October during my first site visit when I couldn't even see across the bank to the other side of the bank. And then when I was there this spring, I could actually see the other bank, and just behind this line of trees is the Riverside Cemetery. These are a couple aerial images upper left corner, this is from 2013, 2012, and then 2011 down here. Again, the property limits are outlined in red, and you can see the existing vessels and barges currently in the creek. I would like to point out the adjacent tenant. Some of these vessels and barges may belong to them. I'm not entirely sure which ones belong to them, but I do want to make that distinction.
Justine, just before you leave that screen, what that body of water there, does it dead end to the top of that, or is it a thoroughfare?
Well, the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River is here, and then it dead ends probably
dead ends
another
at
half.
Bottom.
At the bottom, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is another 2009 aerial showing the same location. The commission issued a permit to 6M LLC on March 16th of 2009 to install and backfill approximately 195 linear feet of steel sheet pile bulkhead, which was also aligned a maximum of 4 feet channelward of mean low water. The project was not constructed prior to the permit expiration date of January 27, 2012. Subsequently, a new application was submitted last fall. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner, Mr. Carmelo Gomez, on behalf of 307 Campostella Road, LLC. In his protest letter, which was dated received March 11, 2013, and is item number 3 in your books, Mr. Gomez claims that some of the existing vessels are located within his property limits. He further claims that the congested waterway prevents the existing marine contracting corporation, to which the land is currently rented, from mooring their equipment along the shoreline adjacent to his property. And the resulting effect, as he claims, is placing both his tenant and himself out of business. And he will not withdraw his protest until the area in front of his property is clear. And I did follow up with a conversation yesterday with Mr. Gomez, and he emphasized to me that he's concerned about the potential water quality impact to the Elizabeth River, not just for himself and his tenants, but for future generations as well. The Norfolk Wetland Board approved the proposed project at their February 13, 2013 public hearing. The Army Corps of Engineers is currently processing the application. DEQ has not yet issued their no permit necessary letter, but provided that the Corps issues a regional permit, DEQ anticipates either waiving and issuing a no permit necessary letter. We did contact law enforcement regarding the existing site conditions. However, when I spoke with Officer Copperthite, he informed me that no complaints had been received to date regarding this section of the Elizabeth River. And we have not received any other comments regarding the proposed project. Staff believes the bulkhead project is warranted and reasonable. Staff certainly understands Mr. Gomez's concerns. However, we also believe the services provided by 6M LLC help to reduce unauthorized abandonment of vessels in state waters and warrant, to some extent, the staging of vessels in the waterway, provided the current operations are not impeding the riparian rights of adjacent property owners, which may in this case be a civil matter, or affecting other uses of the waterway, such as navigation. In order to address the latter issue, the Commission may wish to consider a permit condition such that 6M LLC agrees to maintain a navigational thoroughfare past their property. If vessels are abandoned or result in a hazard or obstruction, the owner or owners may be subject to a Class 3 misdemeanor or further enforcement action. As such, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the proposed project. Staff does not recommend a royalty, considering $1,290 was paid prior to the issuance of 6M LLC's previous subaqueous permit for the encroachment over 238 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Fox?
Where is Mr. Gomez on this picture?
He owns the property to the north, outlined in red.
Sorry. Can we go back to the photograph?
The aerial.
Yeah.
So it would be the property just north of 6M LLC's property here.
Okay. Follow up, Mr. Fox?
No, I'm just wondering how you would get a navigation channel through all those boats.
Pretty congested. Mr. Plumlee?
Is the work done, the stripping operation on the vessel, so they're not pulling anything out of the water, they're just going out on the boats and stripping out everything and getting them prepared? Is that what's happening?
That's as I understand it, but Mr. Mullane is here, and I'm sure he'd be happy to discuss his operation in more detail.
Question.
Mr. Tanker.
Did you see any activity here? I mean, when I looked at your aerial photographs, it almost looked as though in 2009, 2011, the same vessels were in the water.
Some of them are the same. If you look, for example, let's take this one here. These two here, this smaller barge and this larger vessel, appear to have been in the same location for several years. When we met on site earlier this month, and Mr. Mullane can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe he informed me that in the very near future, both of those would be stripped and prepared for reefs and sent off to, I believe, New Jersey or Delaware.
Okay, other questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Sessoms.
With Mr. Gomez's property, so are there some derelict ships or barges on his property?
Well, I explained to Mr. Gomez over the phone yesterday that his property basically extends to mean low water, and then beyond mean low water is, of course, state-owned submerged land. The one thing I did want to... So it's possible that some of these could be within his riparian area. However, when I was on the City of Norfolk's website, GIS website, and again, Mr. Mullane, please correct me if I'm wrong, there's actually a small strip of land here that, according to their website, is currently owned by 6M LLC.
The GIS mapping of Norfolk has the parcels wrong.
They have it wrong. Okay, so that's incorrect. So this is the limits of his property, and then 307 Campus Della LLC runs along here. So did I address? So whether, again, I'm not entirely sure which vessels are associated with 6ML. LLC's operation, in which are
maybe Mr. Mullane can help us with that. Any other questions?
Just one follow-up. And some of the barges are on state-owned bottom. Is that what we're seeing?
It is my understanding, yes. Mr. Mullane did acknowledge at least those vessels that I pointed out earlier were resting on the bottom.
Interesting. Mr. Palmer?
You did say this was previously permitted, correct?
Yes. Yes, this was previously permitted back in 2009.
All right, Mr. Mullane, do you wish to be heard? You swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Timothy Mullane.
Tell us about your project.
Which project? The bulkhead project?
Well, can you identify, for instance, in that picture, which vessels are yours and which aren't?
maybe I should go back to the history. And Randy Owen, is he still here? He would he's been involved in this cove before. This cove, prior to my ownership, was a place where derelict vessels often ended up. And when I took ownership of the property from Norfolk Dredging Company, or my company did some years ago, there were a large number of vessels that were more or less abandoned there. I set out onto the task of trying to identify who they were, going through the steps to have them removed or take ownership of them and remove them. It's very costly and time-consuming process. There are some vessels on the property that do not belong to any companies that I'm associated with, from past tenant that went out of business, and also vessels that have been on the property for I don't know how many years, longer than I've been around. As far as any vessels I have any association with or ownership with being on the state-owned bottom land, there are none. Mr. Gomez protests this bulkhead. They protested the last bulkhead. They question whether I own the property. They can produce a survey from the 80s showing where they own the property. Their latest complaint was that a crawler crane that we have on the property is actually on their property, even though Marine Contracting, their tenant, says, no, that's definitely on their property. We don't have any conflicts with Marine Contracting Corporation, as is put in the protest. They have a large number of vessels in there now, clear access in and out, and what questions can I answer?
Mr. Plumley.
Does 6M LLC actually operate anything? Or is that the owner?
No, it's the property owner.
That's the property owner. Right. What's the company that actually does something?
Well, I mean, there's a number of companies that are tenants there. Greenleaf and Associates has a barge that's further out. McGee Contracting. I wish I could think of who else.
And I'm talking about the property that's owned by 6M LLC.
Yes, sir.
Is 6M LLC leasing the property to an operating company?
Yes, sir.
And is it leasing it to Greenleaf?
It's leasing space to Greenleaf.
And other companies as
and
well?
And other companies.
And do you know the total number of companies?
Not right offhand, I do not. I own some operating tugs that are kept on the property as well. But we've probably got half a dozen tenants with vessels. And then, like the Tamaroa Maritime Foundation, they have an ex-Navy ship there. I would say there's probably six or seven tenants.
Six or seven tenants. And can you identify the vessel and or vessels in this photograph or others that you've seen pulled up that Mr. Gomez's operation controls?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Your neighbor who's protesting Mr. Gomez?
That his tenant controls?
That's correct.
There
is a – we'll help you here.
Here.
So can you also point to the vessels that are yours or that you're involved with? Okay, let's go.
I got the pointer.
Yeah, there is a pointer.
Kathy has a pointer over there if you.
Okay, what am I supposed to point out?
The question was, which vessels do the six or seven companies that are leasing from 6M LLC, which ones are they working on? Which of those vessels are they controlling?
And which
stripping?
Ones are you controlling?
I control this one, this one, this one, that one. This is not my vessel. This one is. This is not. This is abandoned. This one is abandoned, but we think we've got ownership figured out on it. This one here is abandoned. This belongs to Greenleaf and Associates. That's one of my tugs. I don't know.
And I guess the question is leading me is, with the work that you're planning to do, the 96 linear feet of steel sheet pile that you want to install, how is that going to assist you or your tenants in their operation? Why is that water dependent? What's going to happen with that? Because it seems to me that they're doing their work on the vessels out on the in the cove. So what's the need for the backfill and the work there?
Well, the need for it is to, first of all, stabilize the shoreline and to give us better environmental controls on stormwater releases. It'll allow us to install an engineered stormwater system, and also just to enhance the use and viability of the property. It's something that we've been pushing for. A previous tenant was supposed to install the last bulkhead, and they went out of business through the economic times that they suffered. And
there aren't many locations to do this kind of work
on
the waterfront.
No, so. There aren't. And, you know, anybody else, all the scrappers that were scrapping the end of service life vessels have pretty much gone away, been put in jail or whatever.
Right.
So we're not scrappers.
Right.
I do more making artificial reefs from New Jersey to the Caribbean, sinking vessels that are prepared both here and at another facility in Philadelphia, and then also deploying concrete structures in Chesapeake, Delaware Bay. And
yeah, I know that most of these vessels have to be taken to Texas for the kind of work that we're talking about. Otherwise, they're just left in the water, you know.
It's yes, and then they become a derelict. I mean, I started in this, I don't know, 20 years ago, literally in this cove with what was the poster child of the Elizabeth River Project, which was a 180-foot ship that was sunk there for 6 years, and I refloated it, and they found 24,000 gallons of diesel fuel on it. It was an ugly vessel. The cove's always been full of boats and barges. It's more under control now there's.
Mr. Lane, the staff has recommended that we consider a permit condition that would require you to maintain a navigational thoroughfare past your property. You have any comments on that?
I think it's fine. I think there's no problem there as far as I'm concerned. I don't have control over our next-door neighbor, Marine Contracting. Presently, most of their vessels are there, but they come and go. Some of my stuff comes and goes. But between us, that's not an issue. A question was raised by the Corps of Engineers about vessels being able to get further up the creek to the south, but there's no boat ramps, there's no docks, it's mud flat and wetlands. But, they said a canoe or a kayaker, and I was able to show where, they can get through and we can easily make it open for them. Most of anything that I have control of there is really slated to leave this summer to go to artificial reefs.
Okay.
I don't know if I necessarily need to comment. I will if you want.
Mr. Beck?
Point out the area where the you're going to put the steel bulkhead in.
It's supposed to go across the front here, and then it cuts back into the upper high. It's above the high water mark, so it is the higher high water mark where it cuts through along here. I also own through another company this property and this property.
Any other questions? Mr. Kugelman, make a comment.
Yes, sir. I just have a question and then a comment. Now, who's told you that, who's indicated that you need to keep a navigable channel open?
The Corps of Engineers.
Okay. All right. Because my concern is, and it's not with the permit application, it's just a general observation. We've got, you're the property owner, you're subleasing, you're leasing property to six or seven different companies that have their own vessels out there, and then on top of that, you've got somebody to the north of you, I guess that's north, to the, towards the top of the picture, that's also got vessels in the channel. And it makes me wonder how anybody could actually enforce it just against you when we've got all these other players out there that may leave vessels wherever. It's just a comment for the commission to ponder.
Well, and one of the issues we have is there's a shipyard, you know, out beyond us, and now Great Lakes Dredging. And, you know, there are lots of times where no vessel traffic can pass. There's times when I can't get my tugboats in or out, and we try to all get along and work together. But as you see, there's no protests from Lyons Shipyard or Great Lakes Dock and Dredge here or Marine Contracting, because we all do try to get along and work with each other. You know, it may look like there's a lot of vessels there, but really, we don't have much.
You can take the mayor right out of that, and it looks like there's a lot of vessels there.
There's been more.
Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard on this issue? All right.
Hi, my name is Regina Fremont Gomez.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
My name again is Regina Fremont Gomez. I have a bit of a cold, so. Carmelo Gomez, who owns the property to the north, is my brother-in-law, and he asked me to come and speak because he has several concerns. The property that Marine Contracting and Lyons Shipyard, they're both renting from Carmelo Gomez, so that property is all his. He's concerned about two things, three. First, that the work is being done on these vessels while they're in the water, and as you saw, this isn't a new condition. It's been an ongoing condition. I have Google photos from 2008 where it's congested just like that. There's no way anyone can get through there. I mean, maybe a canoe, but so if you're renting the six or seven tenants, I don't understand how you can possibly control. So that's one of his concerns. His second is that since the work is being done on those boats, that there's a possibility of lead and zinc paint, and what are we doing to protect the environment since yesterday we celebrated Earth Day? That's one, like Justin Woodward said, that he's concerned about the future generations and what's happening with the water here. So one is the environmental concern. Secondly is the navigation of the property. And finally, what's going to happen when this bulkhead is being built? Where are all those vessels going to be? You know, how are we going to make sure? Maybe to some extent staging is okay, but this is not staging if you have six or seven tenants and you have vehicles or vessels that are there all the time. So he would request that you do have that permit condition that agrees that they agreed to maintain a navigational thoroughfare past their property, that they not encroach on Mr. Gomez's property, and that they do pay the royalty.
Okay. Any questions? Mr. Fox?
How is the proposed bulkhead going to be detrimental to your property?
The actual bulkhead itself, not. The time that it takes to build that bulkhead and where these vessels are going to be moved to is what he's concerned about. That the paint, the rust, the time that those vehicles are those vessels are still there, that's going to impact the new bulkhead he already built. There's already been damage further north where Lyons Shipyard is. He says it's called a dolphin, where six or seven pilings are pulled together. They've already hit that and lifted it out of the water, because there's no way to maneuver. So he's concerned about, while that's being built, where all these vessels are going to be. That they find some other place to stage them, that they take them out of the water, I don't know.
Any other questions?
Again,
thank
we request
you.
That they both, that permit condition be enforced, and that they do pay the royalty.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard?
I have a question of staff.
Mm-hmm.
If What is our authority based under to regulate the navigation of that area? Is that something inherent in our within our jurisdiction to dictate? You know, I think Mr. Kugelman's on to a very important point that we cannot control what is going on these other properties through this one permit. We can only ask that this gentleman does his best with the many tenants that he has to accommodate, but we can't make that, I think, part of this permitting because we're being asked to permit a bulkhead. And really, if anything, this bulkhead should improve the operation, make it smoother, quicker, make it easier to do the work instead of hamstringing them. So I don't know what our authority is to do it. I didn't know if you could advise on that.
I'll take a crack at that, and I'm sure Paul may want to add a bit based on his previous conversation and comments. Obviously, we're issuing a permit for the bulkhead at this property, and it's to facilitate the use of the property in the operations they conduct in the waterway. It's the scrapping of the ships and preparation of those ships for use on a reef site. And, of course, what you see here is a very industrialized waterway, and unfortunately, we run into this type of thing in these waterways, and it's just part of what happens when these activities are ongoing, I suspect. But what and the degree to which we have authority through this permit to limit everything in that cove, I think you're absolutely correct. I don't think once we get outside of where this property owner is and what he's using his property for, this condition would be limited. But I think where we were trying to go here is that the bulkhead was being built to facilitate the use of the property for the conducting of the scrapping and preparation of vessels for reefs. And so as he was doing that at the site associated with that bulkhead and use of that property, then it was appropriate to suggest a condition that as he's doing that work, bringing vessels in there for that activity, that adjacent to his property, they need to maintain a thoroughfare in that cove. That you just can't stage so many vessels against your property and in the cove that you prevent access up and down the waterway. So that was where we were making the link between the bulkhead, use of the property, and mooring vessels there or staging vessels there under this permit.
But that would only be across the width of his property.
I think he's
already at the back end of this. I mean, he's at the dead end
side. Well, there's more space beyond that. It's limited, as the applicant said. But that was what we were getting at. In addition, there are other factors that need to be considered with regard to other abandoned vessels or derelict structures in the waterway. I think that would have to be handled through a somewhat different mechanism, whether it was the applicant's responsibility that they were there further away or somebody else's responsibility. That would be a different process that we'd have to work on.
Mr. Kugelman, you want to follow up?
Yes, sir. Bless you. Council's concern comes from, well, first of all, I appreciate what Ms. Gomez brought up. Some of those matters are well outside the commission's jurisdiction. What's getting into the water, I think, is a DEQ issue, not a commission issue. But getting back to the jurisdictional question that Mr. Plumlee raised, council's concern, based on some ongoing litigation, is the commission's jurisdiction over managing vessels. And for those of you who are familiar with the Chincoteague Inn case, you understand council's concern. The applicant indicated to the commission that the Corps of Engineers is the body, the entity that's saying you got to maintain the navigational thoroughfare. I think that the commission runs the risk of running afoul of its jurisdiction if it makes that a permit condition. What the commission has jurisdiction over here, as I understand it, is basically whether to permit the use of state-owned bottom land by building this, deciding whether to grant the permit application to build this bulkhead. And I would urge the commission to limit its consideration to that and allow the Corps of Engineers to concern itself with navigable right-of-ways in this situation, because we're talking, this isn't a restaurant expansion. These are actually vessels.
Right. Right.
And I think we really run the risk of potentially getting into some litigation that we don't need to get into if we just avoid the...
I agree with counsel, but it seems strange that we're a commission involved in piers and docks and what have you, and you've got these boats that look like they're almost permanent sitting there, and we don't have jurisdiction over telling them we'd get them out of there or do something different. But I agree with counsel that
The commission would have jurisdiction if they were abandoned or in such a state of disrepair as to cause a hazard to navigation.
We do.
But not just simply an impediment to navigation as opposed to a hazard.
Mr. Tanker.
But at the same time, when we look at staff's report here, they talk about precluding riparian uses of adjacent property owners. And I think that we have some obligation to adjacent property owners in a whole bunch of different areas of our law. And so in this case, I think there is perhaps a little bit difference than the Shingitig case, where we are trying to make sure that adjacent property owners have full and viable use of the property.
I don't think this case has really been presented to us in a way that allows us to think about what's going on in this cove from a navigation standpoint over time, with various owners saying, this one's abandoned, this one's being moved, this one's being scrapped. And it's very difficult for us to sit here and, I think, place a condition like this. I'm not disputing that there are instances where it would be appropriate to put a restriction similar to this one. But it doesn't seem like we're able to quite, with the evidence that we've reviewed, to guide what's to happen out here, because you've got quite an operation to the north, according to the testimony that we've heard, with other vessels that this adjacent landowner controls and not this landowner. So I think with that in mind, under these facts, I would be comfortable making a motion that would allow for the project, which is before us, which is the 96 linear feet of the sheet pile with the backfill, if all the conditions of the DEQ are met. Obviously, if there are concerns about contamination, the DEQ has to weigh in on those, not us. But that project, I would move that we approve that and not place a condition regarding navigation on this.
Is that a motion?
Is a motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that motion.
All right. Further comments? Mr. Fox?
I think the project, as Mr. Plumlee has defined it in his motion, is very positive for the creek. Honestly, the creek obviously is not a garden spot of the world. But I think the bulkhead is going to help move it forward a little bit, and it will perhaps protect the waters of the creek from contamination from landside activity. I don't know what you do about the ships, what you do about any possible pollution from those ships, but that's not the issue we are addressing today.
That's correct.
And the navigation issue, I think the Corps of Engineers is should be on that case, and they'll handle it in whatever manner they deem appropriate.
So we have a motion to approve the permit. The motion does not include the royalty, which has already been previously paid.
Previously paid from the prior permit that was issued.
Right. May I ask a question about the royalty?
Mm-hmm.
If we were to do the royalty today, would it be the same amount?
Justine?
Well, the proposal before you is for the encroachment over, I believe it's a total of 174 square feet of state-owned submerged land. That's the result of the 96 linear feet of bulkhead. The previous permit authorized the encroachment of
238
square feet at a rate of $5 per square foot. So
do we make a profit then?
Which way? Which?
Get a smaller project.
Balance the budget on that.
That's right.
We're coming out ahead by
coming
not
out
doing
ahead.
Anything on the world.
So we're coming out ahead by not doing anything.
Right.
Okay. Final comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. None, motion carries. Permit is issued. Thank you.